We are joined today by Dr. Vanessa LaPointe, author, parenting expert, registered psychologist. She's had the books out about parenting. The first one was Discipline Without Damage. This is the follow-up called Parenting Right from the Start. And as it says in the colon after it, kind of says laying a healthy foundation in the baby and toddler years. So I guess the sooner the better in the case of this, right?
Yeah, what we always say is the early years last forever, so start as you wish to go.
So let's talk about what you do. I noticed the first chapter in the first part, a parent is born. I've never heard that phrase before, but I think I kind of see where this is going. Tell me a little bit of what's going on in that chapter.
Well, that is really born of some of my own experience, as well as walking alongside all of the families that I've had the pleasure of working with over the years. And the truth is, nobody really can prepare you for what it is to become a parent. You have no idea the tidal wave of emotions and overwhelm that's about to hit you. And I was, you know, doctorally educated in the field of child development. I'm a natural with kids. I thought I was going to have this down pat. And then I became a mother and all of a sudden felt like I didn't actually know what I was doing. And so if I felt that way, I was fairly certain that this was going to be a universal experience that all parents go through.
What is the difference, and maybe I already think I know this, but what's the difference of having dealt with children, studying children, to actually having your own child, I guess? Is it the overwhelming responsibility, realizing, hey, this is for life kind of thing?
Yeah, the difference is that you are emotionally embedded in your own concoctive narrative, for lack of a better term. You aren't able to see things from the outside with this bird's eye view and this really neutral perspective. You're in it, and you're going to fall into the same programs that every other parent in all of the land has always fallen into, which is to say that you will become at the beck and call of the dominant pop culture of parenting all around you, and it's going to bring you to your knees and demand that you make some fairly challenging choices along the way in terms of stepping in on behalf of your child or yielding to that pop culture.
Now, there is more that we've learned. I mean, we get sort of scientific things in how we deal with children and from maybe experiences or better studies out there. What is the newest thing that you recommend, or what is it about laying the foundation that you talk about?
Yeah, and so in generations gone by, we were sort of under the idea that if our children looked to behave well and looked to perform well and looked to be sort of meeting all of those milestones and checkmarking all of the boxes, then obviously we were winning. And as parents, we'd done a really great job and kids were going to be just fine. As it turns out, the developmental trajectory for each child is going to be as unique to them as their fingerprint. And having a child behaving well, performing well, checkmarking all of those boxes isn't actually the metric of success when it comes to parenting. Rather, we need to realign our expectations of our children with their individual developmental needs, understanding that we cannot, by downward extension, take the expectations that we will have of our children as adults, namely that they will be, you know, patient and not greedy and manage their impulses and all those kinds of things, and apply them to our kids, because development is a real thing and their brains just aren't quite mature enough to manage all of that in childhood.
How do we get our brain right then to understand what's going on in their brain?
And you've landed exactly on sort of one of the major themes of the book, is that we have to come to terms with what the science of child development has offered us, namely that child development is a real thing, that we are going to have to surrender these preconceived biases, these preconceived notions that we come into parenthood with, and really see our child for who they are, rather than seeing them through this lens of what we think they should be.
How do we get to that point? Because a lot of times once you are given the child and you're sent home, you're just trying to survive day to day. And you look up and it's 6 months or a year, 18 months later, and you're thinking, maybe I should have planned this a little bit better. How do we kind of get in there right away so we can kind of take it as a step by step and still not be overwhelmed?
Yeah. And what I wish I had known, really, I wish I had had this book when I was becoming a new parent. And what I wished I had known was that it really was upon me to grow myself alongside growing my child. And that every time it felt difficult, every time it felt overwhelming, every time I was super irritated with my husband for meddling and stepping in and doing it the wrong way, every time something like that happened and it felt like it was off course, that was an invitation for me to step in and figure out what parts of me needed to grow in that moment so that I could step in with my biggest, fullest, best version of self in order to grow my child up from the very beginning.
Parenting, in most cases, is a co-parenting job. How do you kind of delegate or know how everybody is working with the same plan? I mean, it's sort of different. I mean, you see the relationship between a father and a child, a mother and a child, become different over time as well. But how do you balance that out? What choices do you have?
Yeah, and actually, that's one of the biggest things that comes up in terms of my clinical practice is sort of managing the different dynamics in the home in terms of how everybody wants to approach parenting. And very often, you'll have two parents either under the same roof or under different roofs that are parenting quite differently, and this creates conflict and challenge within the family system. And so what I always encourage moms and dads to do is to really see the other parent for who they truly are, not for their actions, not for your perception of their actions, but for who they truly are. For example, if you have, a husband who's coming down very firmly and you think harshly with your children and you're frustrated with him, try to see through the behavior into the truth of who he is, because probably he's coming at it that way from a place of love and from a place of wanting to do the very best for his children, and maybe he just doesn't know any different. But if he can land in softness with you rather than in anger or harshness with you, then you both will find your way forward in a much smoother way.
You mentioned at the start sort of understanding the development and know what makes, you talked about how they could be, seen and not heard, that type of a thing, or as well as that they're going to grow up. What are the markers that you're looking for now in your way of parenting that you can see that success is happening?
I'll tell you what, if it's messy and challenging, then success is happening. One of the mottos that I repeat throughout the book is that where there is challenge, there is growth. And where there's no challenge, there's no growth. And childhood is supposed to be messy. Development, by definition, must have the child failing and falling down and struggling in order for them to be able to figure out what is the way that we go and grow. And so really lean into the sharp bits of what it is to grow up a child rather than sort of pulling away from that and being frightened that you're going to overwhelm them. And as you're leaning into that, know when it is time for you to step in and shield the child and when it is time for you to step back and allow growth to occur. And that really is the crux of what it is to step into your wisdom as a parent.
Talking today with Dr. Vanessa LaPointe, author of Parenting Right from the Start. What about the challenges of the outside world? Even within our cocoon of our home, we have sort of the parameters we set at a young age, but sometimes they're still exposed, or we feel they're becoming exposed to things. And how do we kind of protect them from that?
Yeah, and so there's two pieces to that. And the first is to understand that if you really nurture a deep, connected, safe relationship with your child, then their number one priority is going to be to fall into line with you. So no matter what it is that they face out in the world, their ultimate north or compass is going to be you, and they'll come back to that. And so you really want to set that relationship up for success. The other thing is that I really feel that we as villages and communities have a responsibility to our children. And what I mean by that is that we need to change the conversation around who children are. So, for example, if you go to the grocery store and you're standing in the lineup to pay for your groceries and you see that there's a young child having the mother of all meltdowns in the grocery store lineup, as they do, what are you putting into the energetic space between you and that child and you and that child's parent? Are you glaring into the back of that parent's head with judgmental eyes that, you know, wish that they would parent a little more firmly? Are you looking at that child as being a spoiled, rotten, good-for-nothing so-and-so? Or do you see it for what it really is? A kid who's just had to survive a lap around the grocery store, which is not their favorite thing. A kid whose brain is not developed enough to hold on to all of their big feelings. A kid who maybe is late home to their nap. Are you looking upon it with compassion? And are you sort of, as a village, wrapping around that parent, that child, that family with that kind of a support? And so there's a couple of layers to that. We want to make sure that relationship is at the heart of everything when it comes to growing up children.
And that's an indication, I guess, of how you would sometimes as a parent, and maybe it comes from a judgment of whether you've been through that situation before or whether you're just sort of thinking, this is annoying, it's getting involved in my space. So I guess we can have compassion as well, or empathy too, regardless of whether that's our child or not.
Yeah.
How do we keep judgment out of some of this, even when we're doing it, or other people, or well-meaning family members, I guess, because the closer they are to us, the more they feel like they can input their advice into our child raising.
Yeah, and one thing that I constantly land on for myself and for my clients is that everybody, everywhere, all the time, is doing the best they can. And so even if you're looking in on something and you're like, really? You're going to let them get away with that? Or really? That's how you're going to be approaching this? That you have to really go to the foundational truth that everybody everywhere all the time is doing the very best that they can. And so we can have some compassion for that. It doesn't mean that we make them right. If a grandparent, for example, is stepping in with some advice for how to raise their grandchildren, and you really feel strongly that that's not going to work, you can hear them and you can have compassion for the space that they're coming from. And then you very simply and matter-of-factly step forward as a parent and say, and that won't be how we're doing it. And I can appreciate that that's something that's important to you, and thank you for sharing that information with me. And so we can always be flowing with relationship around those pieces as well, and all of that ultimately trickles down and impacts the development and growth of the child day in and day out.
The better foundation we lay, the easier it'll get as they get older? Or, I mean, we're hoping, I guess, in a sense. Sometimes we look back and think we could have changed something, or maybe we're responsible for where they are now, for what happened then. I guess we just, as you say, do our best and hope for the best.
I think so. And one of the things that we know for sure from neuroscience, particularly in terms of the developing brain, is that what we're ultimately trying to grow is our child's internal capacity for self-regulation. And what that means is that life is going to throw them curveballs. Life is going to be full of ups and downs and challenges. There's no way around that. But what we can gift our children by parenting right from the start is the capacity over time, as they grow and learn and develop and mature in our safe care, that they learn from the inside how to cope with those things so that we launch them into adulthood very well resourced for the challenges that will definitely come their way.
Our guest today has been Dr. Vanessa LaPointe, the author of Parenting Right from the Start, Laying a Healthy Foundation in the Baby and Toddler Years. We appreciate your time. If people want to find out more about this book or what you do or other things you're involved with, there's a good place for that.
They can go to my website, which is drvanessalapointe.com, and the book is found everywhere that books are sold, including Amazon.